is starting to come in. One major step is the introduction of a new payment system. Until this year, most hospital trusts were paid through so-called block contracts, which mainly reflected previous budgets. However, since April of this year, every patient admitted for non-emergency operations has had a price tag attached to his or her treatment, which means that hospitals are now rewarded according to how busy they are. The potential gains in efficiency are well worth having. Payment by results will generate strong pressures within the NHS to boost efficiency as relatively expensive hospitals strive to push down their costs and cheap ones try to get more business. According to a report this week from the Audit Commission, a public spending watchdog, the introduction of a similar system in Australia has resulted in a big productivity improvement. The new payment system was used in the financial year 2004-2005 for emergency admissions to so-called foundation hospitals. Foundation hospitals are a select group of hospitals that have won more freedom to run their own affairs. And there are already signs that this system is starting to work. Indeed, foundation trusts cut the length of hospital stays in 2004-05, whereas it rose in all other hospitals. Foundation hospitals are also improving their performance because they now face more rigorous financial discipline than other hospitals. What's interesting at this juncture is that although the Labour government has asked for a final third chance, if you like, to sort out the problems of the NHS, the government has appeared rather, if you like, tepid in moving ahead with major reform and changes. Indeed, it's already delayed the full implementation of payment by results in most acute care hospitals, deferring its use until April next year. Health experts suggest that this could be introduced in a less stringent or rigid form by including, for example, a standing charge for emergency capacity. It's also worth pointing out that in a report published this year by the OECD, it claimed that the government should build on payment by results with further reforms to improve efficiency. The OECD report advocates tying earnings of hospital doctors more closely to their productivity through fee-for-service payments and says that further expansion of private sector provision of NHS healthcare may be necessary. So, in summary, ladies and gentlemen, we can see that although reform of the NHS is necessary, and despite the huge inflow of finance and funding into the NHS, reform has hardly got off the ground. Thank you very much.